This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
The time is finally here, the Shadowhunters series finale, and boy, do we have an insanely amazing show for you. This is going to be a 2-hour Shadowhunters series finale AfterBuzz TV event. We have some amazing guests here, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, wow. Hello, our AfterBuzz TV Shadow Squad. Thank you so much for joining us for the last ever Shadowhunters After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm going to really try hard not to cry, but I might. Like, not now. Stop it, Sam. Okay. So, we have an awesome show for you, like we talked about. It's going to be 2 hours. The first hour, we have here in the studio Jade Hasune, a.k.a. Hey. Meliorn, who has been here before, and we absolutely love, and Kimberly Sue Murray, yay, who plays our beautiful Seelie Queen, and we are thrilled to have them. I am
so cute.
You guys are, we are acting like Seelies. It's really crazy. The whole place was going off before. We were just like so excited to be here. Yes. Things were extremely wild. We're going to be breaking down, of course, Meliorn's fantastic return, the Seelie Queen's epic goodbye, a Malik wedding, and Clace for Life, and so much more. So the second hour of this, we're going to be having two more guests of Catherine McNamara and Luke Baines, and it is going to be freaking awesome. And yes, I, of course, have my beautiful co-host, Dakota T. Jones.
What is up, you guys? This is so bittersweet. I'm, like, excited, but I'm sad, and we got to make it through without crying. It's a mess.
Whatever. And Yael Deagle.
Hello! I am here. I'm live in the chat. People are going off. Everyone's still crying about it. I'm going to be honest, because I'm a Seely now, I'm going to be telling truths here. Mm. If you start crying, I'm going to be mean.
All right.
I'm going to do.
Well, I feel like I'm a Seely too, so you know what? I'll be mean right back.
Great.
Okay, we have our two very special guests here, and this was a Seely-heavy finale.
Yeah. That's right, as it should be.
Yes.
Boom!
For real.
Well, I'd love to chat with you first, Kimberly. So you are new on the show. You are the third Seelie Queen.
Third.
What has this experience been like for you?
Oh, man. What a treat. What a treat. Yeah. No. We've been friends for a long time.
A long time.
No way.
Back in Montreal. Back at home.
And I told Jade the story earlier because he forgot. But when he was first cast as Meliorn, like, my God, 4 years ago, we were hanging out with a girlfriend of ours who's this beautiful, tall redhead. And he was like, oh my God, Emily, you have to audition for the Seelie Queen. You'd be perfect for the Seelie Queen.
Really?
Like, she's this, like, ancient fairy queen. She's got red hair. And I'm just like, I got red hair. Why aren't you telling me to audition for the Seelie Queen?
Wow.
That's so and then funny. We both auditioned for it. Didn't get it. Lola got it. We're like, we can't compete with a 10-year-old.
Right.
And then, you know, 3 years later, I got to audition for it,
which was amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah.
And we've known each other, like, even that story, like, we had known each other for,
like,
a long time
way back,
like 10 years or something crazy like that.
Yeah,
right?
That's fantastic.
That's crazy.
Of course, Jade, you are back, and we freaking love Jade. I mean, Jade was literally at AfterBuzz, what was it, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And so what was it like to come back in the most epic way possible? And also, I thought you were dead for a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, people did. It was so fun. I've been waiting for it. And, I mean, I was just waiting for it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was just kind of like, when is Melyorn going to be used in the way that he should? And he was. I mean, I never felt like I was gone, but it's funny to hear, yes, like, he's been gone. Because mm-hmm. I just see it as, like, he's, like, on a mission somewhere, you know? And just came back from it.
Yeah. He's on a mission to find a new Seelie Queen.
Exactly.
Yeah. I always assumed that he was, like, doing his job. Yeah. Like, he's busy,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, he's busy. He's, like, in some other dimension doing a job for the Queen. And never is there when everybody dies. So, you know, luckily he didn't die.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
At Sephora, we know how you love to use makeup, skincare, hair care, and fragrances that work for you, but also how important it is to be in the know about the ingredients that are in them, which is why we created Clean at Sephora. Curated products from brands like Merit, Amika, Summer Fridays, and Fleur that have everything you want, minus certain ingredients you might not. Clean at Sephora is only at Sephora. Shop now at Sephora.com.
Still at the end, haha, sorry, books.
Wait, does he die in the books?
He does, yeah.
Really?
I'll say this. Everyone would there like, oh, well, this happens in the books. I think that's great. I loved not knowing what was going to happen. Yeah. This finale was amazing.
It was.
Sitting there going, oh, that's what, oh, fun. Yeah. I loved this.
Well, let's get into our overall thoughts for the finale because, every series finale, I don't like it at first because you never want a series finale. Mm-hmm. And then you let it sink in. And then I thought, you know what? This is the best option for me that it could have been. I really, really loved it.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you 100%. The entire time I was watching, I was like, this is like TV magic.
Yeah.
Because we always want answers, right? We always want to know what is the end result, what's going to happen. And we always have these cliffhangers and these things that happen that make it impossible. Like, will they ever find happiness? And there were a few turns and twists and everything, and we don't know what's going on with Clary and Jace. But at the end of the day, it really was like a love letter to the fans, the entire finale. And I thought it was great, and it really serviced me.
Amazing.
In a way that I've never been serviced before.
Wow.
So we'll leave it at that.
Amazing. So great to hear.
Yeah.
It felt really good like that. It felt good like that for us too, because I feel like, you know, especially the writers, I feel like, didn't know that it was going to end so fast, and so they, like, held off on certain things. Like, I've been waiting for the Alliance rune for 4 years. Mm. Like, I've just been like, when is this going to happen? And just, like, connection between the main characters, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's just been so much random stories in and out, in and out, in and out, that, like, we kind of lost track of the main character. I'm sorry, I'm just speaking.
I agree.
Go for it.
No, yeah, because, you know, I wanted connections between the characters, like, build a team. Like, we're all there. Make stories develop between them. Make stuff happen between them. And in the end, they had to do it because it was done. So, finally, it was like, oh, my God, here's our people that we like. And they're all talking to each other, finally.
Yeah.
And there's no like, random storylines of people coming in, dying, coming in, dying, coming in, dying, coming in, dying. It just actually, like, was a storyline that was developed, which I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Well, I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
I really love the way, with no knowledge of what was going to happen, everyone coming together.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is how you do a show.
That's right.
This is how you end a show.
Yes.
You bring everyone you love together to fight together.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm literally going to have, oh dear.
Oh my God.
I'm really glad that wasn't
my bad.
Me.
If we could bring some paper towels in, please.
My bad. I got excited. That speech really got me going.
Podcast people, we had a spill.
We had a spill.
It'll probably be just the first of the night. However, I'm literally having the chills the entire time we're talking about this, which is amazing. So for you, Kimberly, did you watch all of the show before you came on?
I was brought on so last minute. And I had 2 days to learn a British accent and watch all of Lola's scenes because I wanted to base... I was so hyper aware that I was going to play the third Seelie Queen.
Mm. Yeah.
And I wanted to sort of honor what Lola had done and what Sarah had done. So I was like... I watched all of their stuff and I studied that. I had all of 2 days. So I knew of the show because my friends were on it, but I hadn't watched the paper towels.
Thank you.
Have you?
You did
like,
an amazing job.
Become, oh, thank you, honey.
You did.
It was fun.
A lot of times, too, that's a positive way to walk into a role to not know everything that's went on.
Yeah.
So have you since, like, watched past episodes or have you, like, become a fangirl of the show? It's very hard not to.
Well, exactly. It's really hard not to. And I've watched all of the third season and I mean, it's funny because this was, like, my first recurring role, I'd say, on a show. And so my mom's been watching and... When my first episode aired, she called and I was like, okay, she's going to give me feedback. And she was like... She's French Canadian. She's like, oh my God, Malek is so like, oh my. She's like, okay, mom, what about me? So her and I together have been fangirling for sure.
That's so fun. Sure,
yeah. By the way, we're both French Canadian.
We're French Canadian.
On parle français
ensemble. Oui, on parle français.
Thank you.
You could have, you could have totally like offended us, and we would have never known.
Be je
like,
suis une omelette.
You're never heard that one. I love that one.
It's literally all I got.
I love omelets.
All right, so we're going to start off this episode by talking about Jonathan and Amara, our Seelie Queen.
Yes! Okay.
How did you guys feel about that?
Okay,
sexy.
So,
I was here for it.
Last week, I was like, yes, yes, all of this. The flirting, the discomfort, I loved it. But then this, the finale, I was like, wait a second. I'm no longer happy with this. It's no longer playful and fun and sexy. And then her turning into a child and being like, you wouldn't hurt a child. I was like, first of all, he just slept with you. What's happening here?
Right.
Why
well, she's manipulating him. She knows he's dark.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I think she sees the end coming, and this is her like her last.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Her last attempt at saving herself, and she's manipulative. Yeah. Of course, she would turn back.
No, I get that. Yeah. I understand. I also be like, you wouldn't hit a woman. I get that. But also, you just slept with him. Don't turn into a child. What is this? Yeah. SVU? Come on. Right.
It's Shadowhunters. Okay, there's been an incest storyline on and off since.
But this
that's
is not
fair. That's
like,
fair.
Her body is just it's not representative. She's ancient, like even as in the body of a 12-year-old, she still like has the wisdom of an ancient fairy.
That's fair.
So
that's
I think
fair.
Sometimes people get caught up in
my appearance.
In what
mm-hmm.
But I thought it was a really cool choice, but also. To honor the fact that that's the Seelie Queen they started with.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
to have it
back.
Come full circle.
I was happy that we got to see her just for a little bit because I thought, and it was a great way to tie it in because if it was just random, it would have been like, oh, well, this is random. But because you were like, it was your last attempt to like try to save your life, you're like, please spare me.
Yeah.
And the fact that that was how we got to see her, you know, last was really neat.
Yeah.
And poor Queen, like she actually like had feelings.
She deserved it.
You
she
know
probably
what?
Got
she
what
she had
deserved.
It coming.
Okay,
she
yeah,
had it
but,
coming.
You know.
For 3 years.
It's like, she had it coming.
Yeah.
She had it coming.
I think, I mean, we had talked about it on set. Like, at first I played it like she didn't have feelings. Like, she was still manipulating.
Mm-hmm.
And then Todd was like, no. No, I think this is the first... man that she's ever encountered that she perceived as powerful as her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is her equal, and that is appealing, and it's arousing, and so play it, mean it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you did, like, an impeccable job of that.
Thank you.
I really, like, and I'm not just saying this because you're here, but you're, like, my favorite version of the Seelie
Me
Queen.
Me too.
Yeah.
And, you know, people say that, and it's, I'm thankful, and, you know, but we're all so different.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she changes outfit
according
according to situations and who she's dealing with.
Exactly,
so,
well, the thing is that I always, when you were spoken of first before we saw you for a little bit of mm-hmm. time, and this is how I imagined you, how you were on the show. And I think they almost tried to throw us all off by, like, throwing in Sarah Hyland, who was amazing, you know, in the part that she did. But it was, like, fun and interesting. You know, Yael, did you have something to say about that?
Nope.
No? No? Okay.
Nope.
Well, you know, she was dating Dom at the time, which I think is an interesting... And it was so fun to see her on the show, but, like, would that have happened if... She weren't?
I don't know, because I think she was around a lot.
She was around a lot. She was around for like a full almost 2 years before she was in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would hang out like on set and everything.
Might as well give her like a role.
Absolutely. It was cool.
And I think it's cool that there's actually three of you, and then the last one we saw is actually who you were and who I personally had I didn't know you before, but I mean, like, in my Shadowhunter's dreams, this is who I saw.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's cool, though. And well, everyone's been really welcoming, so.
I mean, the thing is, compared to Lilith, you're not mean.
I think what's really great is that her intentions were, she was like, we could rule, like, this is what I've been waiting for, is this opportunity.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as a person who sees opportunity and goes, yeah, you should grab that opportunity. I was like, yes, girl, like, do it. And she has this bigger picture idea, whereas Jonathan does not.
He does not. No.
He does not understand what bigger picture is.
No, he doesn't. I also thought, I'm so glad Jonathan's getting laid. Like,
Can I just say this is what he needs? Yes, you can.
Can I just say that lying under that blanket of moss and flowers was the most uncomfortable. We were both like really itchy, and so Luke is lying there with his claws.
I didn't even notice that.
I didn't he had claws in bed?
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, because then they had to like put his shirt on. It was a
like
whole
hooks? Yes.
I like was hooks no,
he's
like
did you not see he's like he's got like I'm
like talons.
How did you make it out without any scratches?
I'm like
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What happens Ceiling to magic. Foreplay?
Right.
It's not happening. But so he's lying in the moss, and I'm sort of like, oh, you're so beautiful. And there's a bug.
Oh, no.
And I'm just like, Luke, don't move. I had a flick, and he's like freaking. Yeah. There was some like real moss and real flowers, and it was really itchy and not super uncomfortable, and did not breathe.
Where were you shooting? Were you outside or were you on
the stage?
No,
we were on the soundstage in the Sealy realm.
They brought nature to you.
Exactly.
Okay. But sometimes we're in real nature. There's been a lot of like cold nights, cold experiences, uncomfortable nature moments. But I mean, every shoot has that.
But it adds to it.
It does. It's really fun.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, Jonathan killed you. I'm so sorry.
I like the way it went down.
Honestly, though,
I would have liked to see the death. An explosion, I don't know, some melting.
I would have loved to have seen, I'd love to see, like, the child version of the Sealy Queen go back to you.
Oh, cool.
Oh, like,
and then
go
you, like, screaming
them.
And freaking out. Because we only saw, like a burst of light.
Yeah.
And, like,
I need
like,
confirmation.
Yeah.
And that didn't actually give me enough confirmation.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then now it's like,
well, maybe she's
did
not
she
dead.
Die? Because Lilith didn't really die.
So she could be on the spinoff. Awesome. Great. Fantastic.
But on the day, on the day I pitched the idea of having when Lola screams, I pitched to Todd. I was like, wouldn't it be cool to have all three of our voices scream? Like, we all live within this entity.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I think they did it. Honestly, I was so like, I did not listen for it.
I would have loved to have seen you melt or like something happened
cool
to
death.
Where you just like actually like freaking out. I would have loved that.
I like that she became kind of ash, right? Which goes back to the earth. Which, so she'll regrow.
Oh yeah, she can grow
like
again.
Groot.
Oh,
no.
Like Groot. She comes back in the like the next She's Avengers. Like, I am Groot. I am City Queen.
This Love is it. My fourth self. Yeah. Well, next, before we get into all of the amazing Meliorn stuff, I want to make sure we talk about Simon, which is we're gonna like dribble a little bit between the first episode, a little bit of the second episode, but I want to bring up first Maya and Simon and Jordan's memorial. I haven't been here for the past couple of weeks, but Jordan Kyle died, and I was sad.
That's the other death.
I was mad.
Yeah, I was a little mad too.
I was real mad. But that's before we knew it was like the end, and like
you were like, "How are you gonna kill Jordan Kyle?"
I was just like, "What?"
Because they,
but it wasn't the first time, so I was like, "Of course."
I remember at the table read, I felt like the sadness of, and I think everyone felt it, like, yeah. Oh,
just seeing Maya and him kind of form this relationship again, whether it be romantic or just as a friendship, seeing that healing happen within them, and then him just dying was really hard. And I would have loved to have seen them not even necessarily get back together, but just form that closeness again. And you know, he was saved in the freezer. You know, we thought he was gonna die then. He didn't. And I feel like at that time they didn't know that was gonna be it, that you guys were gonna have to wrap it up. So I feel like if they would have known that, they would have probably had him go then. But it was kind of sad that they like brought him back and then killed him.
This death has been so dragged on.
I know.
I'm sorry, everyone who's sad. Look, we mourned him. She like set him on fire. She mourned him. Then we still had this this memorial. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
This death has been dragged on.
You're funny.
And.
Yeah, I understand.
It
was for Maya more than anything. Right. It was for the werewolves. Because think about it, the werewolves weren't there.
Yeah, they're all dead.
They're all gone.
Poor girls.
Man, what's with that?
Well, okay, I will say, because Yael wasn't with us last season, Chai, I think he reminded me a lot of you, Jade.
Did he?
Yes. Yeah.
We're very similar. I really love him. And that's why I was so mad, because I love Chai so much that I was like, how dare you kick him off the show?
Don't you agree? Because what I'm saying is Chai was so charming in person. I can't really differentiate sometimes the person between the character.
He came here?
Yeah, he came here last season, and he was so freaking awesome.
Yes.
And so part of me is like attached to him as a person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I don't know how I'd feel otherwise, to be honest with you.
But that's how we feel. It's so funny because we have a different experience. For us, it's like, okay, we're hanging out, like we're shooting a show, but like we're hanging out, and this is the people around us, and like
you're very down, like kind. I mean,
for me,
loosey goosey a little.
I know we're very similar. Also, we're all Aquarians. Alberto, David, myself, Isaiah, Dom, we're all Aquarians. Wow. All born within the same week.
Stop
what?
It. Oh my god.
Whoa, that's creepy.
Yeah, I know.
That's so
Any
cool.
Scorpions?
We're all meant to be together.
I'm a little turned on.
I'm not sure.
Me too.
I'm not sure.
Aquarians are my second best match besides Aries.
Yeah.
So.
I don't even know who my
match is. Okay. We're off topic.
Well, Simon, okay, go on with what you're saying, though.
I don't know. I think there's better creative ideas than killing characters off.
Yes.
Hey, yes.
Like,
no.
Okay, how many characters died off our show?
It's effective. It is effective.
Is it effective after doing it 25 times?
I mean,
and then it's like, oh, I have a new idea. How about we kill another character?
I would also say on a show, on supernatural and fantasy sci-fi shows, killing off a character on a show where you distinctively can bring people back and have them come back, it kind of ruins the impact of death, which is narratively a problem.
Yeah.
So I think that there are better storylines.
Of course.
I would also say that his death, I assumed, was going to be in that freezer, and then it wasn't.
Right.
And then it happened, and then we're still, like, in the finale, we're still dealing with it. And I, of all people, understand that grief continues, and I totally get that.
Yeah.
But storyline-wise... Maya had so much more in her to have her storyline then result to how she deals with the death of a loved one and nothing else.
Well, we get to see that she does team up with Simon, which I love. I love their friendship. I think it's really cool that they found someone they care about, and it just switches which way you care about them, and it's completely honest, cool, and it's very similar to Simon and Clary, actually. But next, I want to go into Sizzy and their first kiss.
Yes!
That was so
actually was great.
I mean,
they won me over so hard, and then it happened, and then I was like, yes, I'm on fire. All about it.
Amazing. Burning love. Yeah. Honestly, whenever anytime a camera surrounds someone and goes around them as they're kissing, I'm like, that is what I imagine when I'm kissing someone. I'm like, this is what the hell's going on right now.
That's not what happens.
Yeah, so, well, you know,
in my mind.
Sometimes when you kiss, you feel fire inside of you. However, instead, Izzy actually started to turn into fire. And that was alarming.
Which was amazing special effects for this
really
episode. Amazing. Cool. I was shocked at how good it was, and I texted Phil, who's like the head of the department, and they're from Montreal too. And just incredible. They killed it this episode. Killed it.
Emerald did too.
She was amazing. I love the idea that the sword being in her has side effects. I love that that wasn't just dropped. Oh, so good.
Yeah, it was.
And it's heavenly fire, of course. And it's infused in her cells now, and it happened to someone else. Oh my gosh, I'm having a brain fart and I didn't write her name down. Not Aileen, the blonde girl that was, you know, with Raphael before, who's now...
Oh, that bitch!
Heidi.
Heidi. No. The one that was, helped Simon and Raphael get out.
Helen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Helen, I'm so sorry.
Helen's the doctor who was helping her.
Exactly, that's what
she's
I'm talking about.
She's a half
Sealy. Yes,
she's half Sealy,
Helen Blackthorne.
Helen. Aileen.
I do love that.
Awesome.
But
good.
She's the one that broke the news to Izzy that it basically was the sword, and essentially she told her, you can't be with who you want to be with.
It's tragic.
There's all these,
Because of the demon blood.
Because of the demon blood. Exactly.
Next time
it
doesn't
work out.
It's like
Romeo and Juliet.
I know. Honestly, though, next time it doesn't work out with me and someone, I'll be like, it's because I have demon blood. That's what the heck's going on right now.
At this moment when, like, she's going to sacrifice herself. That's how we're going to kill Jonathan, is she's going to explode. I thought that's where the story was going. I was so wrong. Yeah. But that's where I thought it was going at this point.
I just have to say, I'm really, and as much as I did love our Steely Queen and Jonathan, two of my favorite characters to ever be on the show, y'all were villains, so I'm just great, except for Jordan Kyle. We didn't really lose any of our people.
True. Which I was talking to Jade about this earlier. I was expecting more people to die, because I feel like that's what they do at the end of shows. They're like, you die, you die, you die. It's like Oprah giving out cars. Like.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Everyone dies.
It's interesting that you say that, because I was reading a lot of interviews with the showrunners, and they were talking about how the ending specifically, and I'm not, we'll talk about that later, but the idea was to leave it kind of open-ended so that if the show got saved, they could.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they were like, well, we're not killing any of our people, because who knows what'll happen.
Exactly.
So smart.
It was smart. Yeah. But do you want to know what else is smart, you guys? AfterBuzz TV. Not only do we cover this show, but we cover a bunch of shows. We are TV freaks and fanatics, and Dakota's going to tell you a little bit more about
that. Yes, we love you guys. Thank you so much for watching for 3 whole years. We love you. But before we move on to the next topic, we just have to thank you for letting us be the ESPN of TV talk. But for us to continue to grow, we do need your help. If you're on YouTube right now, please hit that thumbs up button, subscribe, and if you're on iTunes, please give us that 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation, because this is the last conversation we will have about this show. No. But Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us. This was my very first after show that I ever joined in on at AfterBuzz. So we really appreciate you guys for supporting us all these years. We love you. And don't forget to tell your friends about this show, other shows, because there's so many hundreds of shows that AfterBuzz does. So please stick around.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff we have going on here. But my favorite stuff about the finale by far was Meliorn. I have to say.
So good.
Because, of course, I also love Jade, but Meliorn is just such a cool character. And he's a, I mean, I think at least, like, he's a 9.9. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Oh.
Wait, can you tell we love you? Like,
you're so nice.
We literally, when we met you two, we've been talking about you ever since.
I've been waiting to come back. I love you guys, too.
Aww.
Honestly, it's really cool.
Okay, well, Izzy goes to Meliorn for help first. And this is our, like, was this in the pilot when we saw you guys hooking up?
Yes.
Izzy and Meliorn? Yeah. So this is something that has been ingrained in us. Izzy and Meliorn. It's some sexy... Mm-hmm.
Tension.
I just...
Mm-hmm. I love when he was like, well, you called, so I came. I was like, yeah, that's what you need someone to say. Yeah. I'm going to call people and they're like, yes, you needed me, I'm here.
I'm so glad. I mean, in the books, like, we only get, like, they only say... This used to be a thing back in the day, and you never see it really happen again.
Well, we've seen it.
And yeah, now we got to see it, and it got to develop, and it got to, like, a point where it got past just the sex and the, like, information and whatever, and it really was, like, a bond, like, a loyalty and a love, you know, like, real love.
Respect,
that's there.
Yeah.
Respect. I'm so glad. And also, finally, Meliorn got free. Sorry, no offense. But, like, free from the queen and, like, finally decided, like, I'm going to do me. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to do what I believe in. And she's off going crazy. And I'm going to be off doing my thing.
I know. The entire time, you've always had, like, this friendship or alliance with, like, the shadow world.
Yeah.
And being able to... You know, be like, well, I'm not going to help, but if I happen to leave this portal open, it happens. You know, like, you really are so kind, knowing that, like, I am putting myself at risk here with the Sealy Queen, but I want to be able to help my friends out because you know, at the end of the day, does the Sealy Queen love you or do your friends love you?
No, the Sealy Queen doesn't love him.
She doesn't.
They were like an abusive relationship.
Yeah, it was a real abusive relationship.
Yeah.
But he owes her his life. Because he is, again, that's what people don't know, and it would have been developed in the future, but he is half Sealy, and his mother, I believe, or father, I'm not sure which, was part of the Sealy court,
yes,
and his other parent was a human, a mundane, and which allowed him to be able to lie.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah, so the Sealy Queen keeps him as an asset, like as a weapon.
Oh,
you smart cookie.
Yeah, because she knows he can lie, and that's why he's the representative. That's why he's her guy who goes off and represents the Sealys.
Wow.
Because he can lie in the meetings and stuff like
Damn,
that.
Damn, she's
but
smart.
Not in the show.
Really,
no,
though.
Yeah.
Well, but, that's in the books.
Yeah, in the books, but not in the show. But... I still kept the storyline for myself.
It was your secret.
It was my secret that I kept. And I knew that, okay, I owe her my life because otherwise I would have been thrown off into the human world and I would have died off, really. But not only am I a prince in this world, I'm also immortal because I live there.
That's the perfect pitch for a freaking spinoff. So whoever is listening, take note.
No, seriously, I would love it. And it's funny because Todd told me, or Darren told me, he's like, yeah, it's too bad. Or one of the writers. I'm not sure which. I talked to most of them yesterday, and, like, they all told me some stuff. But they were like, yeah, it's too bad. We were like, we wanted to do the Meliorn being able to lie and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? I'm so glad it didn't happen. Because for all those 4 years, I just wanted to be part of the gang. Like, I just wanted to fight with them. And when stuff happened and, like, he just became this weird, like... non-ally, it annoyed me because I was like, I just want to, like, fight with everybody, so I was super happy for the end.
Absolutely. And you had some funny lines, man.
Yo.
You always do.
He brought so, so much glad. Humanity. Like, when all of a sudden Jace couldn't lie.
Yeah. Oh, it was so good.
That was so good.
Amazing.
It was super good. Jellyorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it was one of my favorite. It's still to this day was one of my favorite things. Season one, like the episode 10, the portal episode with Jace and Meliorn, and what that weird bromance was, and like what happened between them. And I just loved it so much. So when they brought it back, I was like, good move, you guys.
Wait, yes. What did he call you? A 9 point?
No, I called him a 9.5. He called you a 9.
A 9. Yeah, I'm like, on a scale from 1 to 10.
You're a 9.
Because it's funny, because in season one, like on a scale from 1 to 10, something, he says that to Meliorn, and he's like, and then Mel, oh,
is
no,
that what
Jace
Meliorn
says,
called him?
No, he's like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much in trouble are we? I can't remember, but he's like namaste or something stupid like
that's
that.
That's funny.
And so they brought that back, but just their relationship. Yeah, I was super, super happy that this happened, honestly.
Super, yeah.
But then it was like, okay, he can't lie. So then I'm like, okay, so that whole storyline about Meliorn being able to lie is
right.
gone.
Pretty much.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Let's talk about this circle that was created, because we had an interesting addition, mm-hmm. Which was a Lorenzo.
Yeah. Ugh, I can't believe they... Leave him a lizard, guys. Leave
really
him a
though?
Lizard.
That was funny.
Be inclusive, everybody.
The help.
Like. And he's just like... there's a lizard. I think you need to come here now.
Yeah.
It's like, help.
I love that. Honestly. He was like, I don't remember a lizard. I was like, you of all people should know.
You should know.
If he has a pet. Oh, it was great.
Well, yeah. So funny.
Speaking of, so I read an article that had the showrunners interviewed, and what we saw about Edom was supposed to be several episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to be going into season 4 about what it would be. And in a way, I kind of enjoyed it being crunched because I felt like I was binge watching, which I love. So it's very frustrating sometimes to watch the show week to week because you're like, jeez,
I know.
I mean, how long can I be in Edom for? So we went to Edom, we left, but let's talk about Edom. So essentially, Clary does the thing where, what is the rune called? Do you know?
The Alliance rune.
Oh, right, the Alliance rune where you.
The episode was called
Finally,
Alliance.
Finally, yeah. I've been waiting for this. My favorite part of the series, of the book series. Is
so this
book
happened
three.
In the book series.
Book three, yes. It's like
three.
A big battle. Everybody aligns, and like it's in Alicante they do that.
Amazing!
Oh,
yeah. So, I love that you're like a book reader because that's such like a great aspect to add to your like actor, book reader,
book reader. You know, it's so hard to finish a book.
Honestly, though,
yeah,
same.
They're good. They're great. I really love those books.
Yeah.
So basically, let's talk about the pairs that happened. Mm-hmm. So Clary and Simon got paired up together, which I loved. He had to feed her some blood.
Yeah.
And
so good.
Yeah. You were like, so good. I guess you'd be a vampire then. That's good.
That was so funny because when that happened and like Clary like goes.
Oh man.
I swear to God, guys, that took like an hour and a half to shoot.
Really?
And it was 0.5 seconds. I tweeted about it. It was 0.5 seconds in the show, and I was like, oh my God, that took forever to shoot.
Was she just running?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Just this whole part. Like, it was forever. But it's like not even 2 seconds.
But her face, she was so satisfied.
Yeah, no, it was really fun. No, it was really well done. Also, the scene with when Izzy calls Meliorn. And I'm going to post that behind the scenes of that because, like, we couldn't stop laughing for some reason during that.
Happened.
We just couldn't. And that, too, that scene was, like, not even 30 seconds. And we were like, I looked at Emma and I was like, that was it? I'm like, we spent, like, 4 hours shooting that.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, go.
And Jace Meliorn, like, we talked about the Sealy.
I love what Jace was like. Speed, magic, what do I get? And the response?
Yes.
Ooh, about... You'll see later when you're in bed. Yes. I was like, yes, Sealy.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're good.
I love that.
Aren't we?
Yeah. And but it's cool because they, like, you know, like, Meliorn got his fighting skills as well. Like, mm-hmm. They, like, evolved in fighting skills. And they were, like, tuned in. You can really see it in the fight, but the choreography was made so that it was kind of like a mirror image of the mm-hmm. fight where they were kind of both doing the same thing reversed. So.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
We were fighting the guys, but it was like the same. It was like all the same sort of stuff happening, and it was combined. So at the end, you see the end. The end is when you really notice. But the end, I impale them, and then he cuts their heads off. But the whole time, we were hitting them in like a synchronized way. It's just too fast to see.
It was very cool.
It was cool.
The whole thing looked amazing, and I interviewed the showrunners before the season started for MEA Worldwide, and they told me so much amazing stuff just in that they love this show so much, and they wanted to give the fans. People get bitter when they get canceled, right?
Who wouldn't? I mean, honestly,
and as people should be, but they just knew how. And I have the chills again. God, it was
so
important.
Don't start crying.
Shut up. It was so important to them to make this freaking amazing, and it was. All the special effects were amazing, especially in this scene. And I was happy that Lorenzo was suddenly a part, because that's the point of the show. Is that people are should be inclusive, and they can be forgiven if they want to be. Don't stop.
Sorry, no, I'm just laughing because I'm such a grudge holder. As we all know, I've been holding grudges all season. So, like, Lorenzo's still on my
I think he redeemed himself, and the fact
Alder
that
Tree would have been on my.
We don't mess with him.
No, like the fact that I'm okay with. Helen and them.
And Helen and Aileen. But yeah, you made it into the couple. Aileen,
there you go. Ship name.
Yep. I love them. Still mad at her. Still mad.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Forgive and forget. I'm also pretty grudge-worthy, but this show's made me not grudge-worthy. So if you guys, you know, see a therapist, but also like, watch Shadow.
It does wonders for the soul.
Yep.
It does. So essentially, Lilith comes and turns into what I was trying to write down what Izzy said.
I mean, I want to say a dragon.
I said a dragon, but
it's
it was like a
I think
wraith.
It's a wraith.
Yes, she said a wraith.
Demon.
I was like, a wreath? A Christmas wreath? Oh, no.
I love that we got... It felt like a nice conclusion to her.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm done. Again, I'm like, I'm done with her. Done with her. So I
Anna's also from Montreal, by the way, which is where we're from.
Yeah.
And we're all like,
that's
Team
so
Montreal.
Crazy.
We all connected. We all knew each other from way
before. I feel
before.
Like people on shows usually do not know each other.
I know.
And the fact that you're all
always
like,
very
oh,
special.
We all know each other. I'm like,
what is
this?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like old friends, too. So it's like, you got out the
and
show.
And even like Luke, Kat, and Dom. Have
they all knew each other for years, like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, way before they were all like fully acting.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Meant to be.
Yeah, for real.
Meant to be. It was kismet. So Meliorn gets hit by the wreath wing.
Yeah.
And he starts to die. And I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
Jade.
Yeah,
oh crap. Yeah. Then we figure out how to save him.
Yeah.
It was very fast because I texted today. I was like,
did he die?
I
was like, no.
No.
Because we had two warlocks.
Yeah. But you know what, though? The reason we knew you had not died was really a quick moment where you were at the wedding.
At the wedding. Yeah.
At the wedding.
Yeah.
So we were like, if someone would have not seen that or looked away from the TV, they would have maybe thought this entire time you died.
For sure.
There are people out there who think you died.
In the series. Yeah, I got stabbed before.
Wow.
You have. I Googled a bunch of times. I was like, Meliorn, die. And nothing came up. And I was like, did I imagine it? Because last night I was watching it. I was drinking some wine. My mom was watching. And she goes, is it good? Because she knows how long I've been doing this show for. And I was like, it's great. And I'm like, did Meliorn die? But no, he did not die.
Yeah. But also, I had to fly back to Europe like when everybody was shooting like the dancing scene at the wedding. So that's why you don't see me in that
part. I was like, why wasn't he at the wedding?
Yeah. Oh, but I was there. I was sitting next to Raphael.
Okay.
Right behind.
We got a quick second.
Yeah. You get him. He's just like smiling and wearing different clothes.
Yes.
Of course.
You know.
Quick change.
It's nice.
Your human side, I suppose.
I'm happy.
And I just love how everyone was going to help Magnus, and it showed what a beautiful family we all are, and I'm included.
For sure. We all are.
Yeah.
Everyone is. The fans. Like,
yeah.
But that's what I keep saying. It's like, nothing is ending here. Like, we've built something so strong, and we've all aligned and connected, and like, let's take what we have and go forward. You know, there's so much good coming,
and we have so much as far as like social media, webisodes, Instagram, and I'm not,
fan fiction.
Oh my gosh, that stuff is wild.
It's great.
Tell you what,
it's great.
I know.
Really, just enjoy that stuff.
Has helped me out more than once.
I don't trust y'all sometimes. I think that you write half of it.
I don't write fan fiction.
that lives on.
But I support those who do.
As a fan fiction writer.
Oh my god, I've heard some crazy stuff. Don't write it. I mean, that's for a different show.
Yeah. The after show. Yeah. Across the street at the bar.
Well, we get back and everybody is happy. There's Simon and Izzy sexy time, which I'm just like, this is so cute. And the thing is that they were going to let us hang for a long time after this. And that's one of the reasons I'm like, okay, I'm not happy the show is ending. That said, I'm happy I'm getting this right now because I would be so frustrated.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that when we saw everyone happy back together, it felt the way like couples are, right? You had Clace, they were like cuddling and, you know, they've been together for a while. And then you had Sizzy who was like going at it because they're still new.
Yeah.
I was like, someone thought this through. Nice. Someone really thought these scenes through.
Yeah.
But you're right, though. I feel like with Sizzy, we were like, is it going to ever happen? Is it going to ever happen? Season one, we made t-shirts that said Team Sizzy. And like, we're just now getting it. And so I feel like they really, with the amount of time that we were given, or they were given, I'm like, the amount of time I was given as a director, they really made the most of it.
Yeah.
They really did. And they really made it seem like it was something that had been growing for a while, even though it was such a short amount of time.
And that's what we're all very lucky to have had, is still have been able to finish the story, because some shows get canceled and that's it.
That happens like 90% of the time.
So we got to really wrap it up, and it's beautiful to be able to wrap it up.
Yeah.
You know, it really made something very special.
Wrap it up.
The story was completed, you know, it's like satisfying.
Absolutely.
And to get to watch it as a team last night,
it was really nice.
I mean, I'm new to the family and I was just like, okay.
Yeah. It was real nice.
It's really beautiful. Like, we were screaming
at stuff, like laughing so much and trying to live tweet at the same time.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I watched it as a fan. I was like, because we shot it like almost a year ago. I forgot half the stuff. I was
me too.
That happens, and of course. And like,
me too. I was like,
I was really reactive.
Yeah, same. Like, I turned to Dom a few times. I was like, I don't remember that at all. I'm
like, we shot that.
Yeah, for real.
Well, this is going to be like the last storyline we talk about. So we have about 5 minutes left, and we just want to talk to you guys about, you know, what was your favorite scene or day memory for shooting Shadowhunters?
It's tough because I get that question a lot, and we spent so many hours together, but not only like on set, off set, traveling, partying, like playing games, just chilling. Like, there's so many good moments. It's just like when we're all together, it's real fun, you know? And that was my favorite stuff. Like, in terms of shooting, it was when we were, again, more than just there for a second. When we were together actually interacting with each other, and
there was a day, I forget when, but...
In the forest?
No, we were on... The day that we were just like, hurry up and wait, and all of us, I don't know what they were shooting, but we were all outside hanging out.
Yeah, it was that day. It was super sunny.
No, we weren't in the woods. We were at the studio. We were just all of us outside, and that's when we, like, I got to get to know everyone, and we're just outside. The sun was shining.
Seriously, it was really chill.
And, because we weren't doing anything, we were just waiting. And those are the moments where you get to appreciate, like, I get to do this for a living.
It feels like summer camp in a way. Like, you know, you're hanging out. And also, we were, like, living on the same street, basically, all of us.
It sounds so much fun.
It was super fun, honestly. That's, like, it's crazy because we don't really get to share that with the fans that much. I mean, we tried as much as possible online, and that's what's so cool is that we were able to share that stuff as it was sort of happening. We were hanging out or whatever. So they got to really get it. It's like more of an inside experience. But it's like so much is... Yeah. Like, the show itself is only like 1% of the actual experience. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
I'm so sad we didn't get to go. I just wanted Freeform Forever to just like get us to Toronto.
I know.
Oh my God. So cool.
There was so much opportunity. Yeah.
And the sets were so beautiful. I remember my first day. I mean, I was nerding out, like, because the sets are so practical. Yeah. You walk on, you're like, this is the Institute. Or this is the Sealy realm.
Yeah.
And even like my first scene with you guys, Luke, and you in the Sealy realm, the rose petals are falling.
They're actually falling.
And there's like 20 extras dressed as Seelies.
And then you just walk in and sit on the throne like, all right, I'm here.
What's up? I just got here, but I'm going to sit right in the throne.
But it's like if you take a minute to take it in, like you actually don't even see the camera because it's hiding somewhere in the bush.
Yeah, that's true.
And you get lost in the story.
Yeah, you're really in there.
And like, you're like, whoa, this is my job?
Yeah, it's really
this
cool.
This is what I do?
It's really cool and crazy. And it's funny because like, the special effects really add to it in a way, but yeah. Like what you see, I'd say would be like 10 feet high, and then it kind of cuts off, and then everything else is added. Even in the Institute, it's like, it's pretty high. It's pretty high up, but then they add a whole other like 20 feet of like church and whatever on top of us. Wow. But everything else is built for real. And in Edom, for example, like we had, I was shocked because when I watched it, I was like, okay, this looks like we're walking like 50 feet ahead and there's a whole desert and whatever. But we had like a, it was like a cube of sand. I would say like it was like 12 feet by like 18 feet. It wasn't that big, but it was like, you know, a little cube of sand with like fake rocks and stuff like that. And then there was at the back just like a banner with projections of those wraith demons flying. Like that was actually projected.
So cool.
But then everything else was added and it blew my mind
how it looked.
Because it really looked like we were there.
Wow.
Yeah. It was really
and
cool.
And the wind.
And the fans
like,
were there. Yeah.
It was so red and yeah.
Oof. Yeah, it's really, it was magical in that so way. Cool. It's like Harry Potter styles, you know, like everything's there. So you,
yeah.
And the costume. So you feel like, okay, I'm here I am. And then you just get to play. It's magical.
Very little acting involved, really. I believed it.
It was easy to believe for sure.
Well, it definitely was a lot of your look, which is amazing. And you just like communicate with your eyes, you know?
Kim was trying real good.
Okay, I talk with my face a lot. I've been told that I do a bit. I do it a bit too much.
No, man.
But Lola is so still, and so when I was like practicing, I was just trying to like, just talk without moving your eyebrows. But then on the day, I was so nervous. I was like,
She's so good. And it's true. She was like, okay. Am I ready? Like, is this good? I'm like, yeah. Baby, you got this. And then she would kill it, and I would just be like, wow.
I was channeling Kate Blanchett.
I love that.
Who doesn't love channeling Kate Blanchett?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I grew up, I mean, Lord of the Rings is my everything.
Exactly.
And I was
Legolas.
What's her character's name in Lord of the Rings? That elf.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I had in my head.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It didn't quite translate, but, close enough.
I mean, I was translating Orlando Bloom.
Oh, were you?
Orlando
now?
Bloom / Johnny Depp.
Ooh.
Oh.
Slash Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's good
that was
to
like
have
one of my inspirations.
A reference.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is. Yeah. It's a great mix. And so are you guys. I'm so happy to know that you both were friends. Like,
yeah.
This
yeah.
is so cool.
Really cool.
We are going to take a very quick siesta break. And thank you guys for tuning into our coverage so far. If you are live, please stay here in the live chat for just a couple of moments. We'll be right back. We're going to be bringing some more guests in. There's going to be some things happening.
We got so much more to talk about.
We have another hour to go, so stay tuned. Hello, everyone. It is a party up in here. If you haven't noticed, I'm sitting next to Catherine McNamara, Clara Fairchild. Woo! And
I'm back.
It's very exciting. We also have Luke Baines in the house.
Hey.
R.I.P. Jonathan. And we have our two friends, you know. Meliorn, Jade, Kimberly. We are so freaking excited. I haven't cried yet, so that's really awesome.
I'm so
it's coming,
proud.
It's coming.
Thank you. Stop. But with Kat next to me, you never know.
It's true. I'm off and on all day. I'm falling my eyes out 1 second, and then I'm fine. Who knows? It's a toss-up.
Well, this might make you cry. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What? The first thing I'm going to talk about is Clary and Izzy and the parapetai kind of semi-commitment.
Semi-commitment.
Semi.
It's our paraproposal.
Paraproposal.
It's like
I
a promposal, but with parapetai.
I like that.
Yes. Will you, if you don't, you were making Izzy nervous. And
she's like, what's going on? Was that a part of the books, by the way? Like, where they're going to be parapetized? No.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was going to say, I haven't heard that being brought up by the fans
yet.
Yeah,
well, because in the books, Izzy never has a parapetai. Because she goes, I don't want a parapetai, I don't need a parapetai. Because she fights on her own. And then I think Clary... Because in the end of the books, because Simon loses his memories, so they invite Simon to become a shadow hunter, And I think Simon and Clary become Parapatai in the books, which would have also been cool.
Yeah, it would have.
It would have.
In a way, there's many Parapatais. And I mean,
it's a Parapanot.
It's a Parap. Well, our first season, you know, we had our love circle. Is that what we called it? No.
Love Octagon.
Love Octagon.
You know more than we do.
We sent it to some girl, like, really far away with all of your guys' signatures, by the way.
She was so excited.
She was so thrilled.
Good.
Yes, it was amazing. So we have that, and it's just such a tease because it doesn't happen, at least that we see.
No.
But I want to make sure, before we move on to anything else, we touch upon Luke because I feel like he's going through so much. And
man,
it's just so much else is going on. It's like, what are you supposed to do?
Papa Hunter Wolf, man.
And he, the Praetor, is, like, what did they inject him with? What was
the Heavenly Fire.
Oh, yeah. That was Heavenly Fire.
That was the vial that, I almost said Chai.
Jordan stole from Maya, then took, and then Luke was like, no one should have this power, so he took it, and then they injected him. I'm sorry, I was so upset with this situation, because you have Luke going down, and he's like, listen, you're supposed to be the good guys, and you're blackmailing me, I'm not in, and they're like, well, we're gonna do it anyway. This story, I'm so sorry, the story disappeared, guys, the storyline disappeared, mm-hmm. and I was like, so he's a shadow hunter, he's a spy for them,
yeah, right.
What's happening?
See, that would have been season 4.
Yeah, right. Ooh, right, yeah. Right.
So they were setting him up for such a really cool thing, and then, you know, things happen.
Well,
right.
But he's a shadow hunter.
He is a shadow hunter.
Exactly. Which is cool.
And how great does Isaiah look in runes?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yes. Great. And he's shaved, too.
I know.
I couldn't without the facial hair.
Was that a fake facial hair that he was wearing?
No, that was, he had to shave. He was shooting it, too, at the same time.
Okay. Right.
And so he had to shave for that, and then.
I appreciate it.
I was like, he's been wearing a beard wig this entire time?
I love that they wrote it in that he woke up and was like, what the? I liked that. Because I also went, that's not, I don't know this man.
There's something different about him.
Mm-hmm. It's true, though. I mean, all of us have only known him for 4 years with facial hair.
Yeah.
And then he shows up and we're all going,
who are you?
Oh, my God. I mean, you still look amazing, but so different.
Yep.
Mm.
So I also need to bring up, and this actually will probably maybe induce tears for some, Clary and Jocelyn. So we interviewed her a few years ago, too, you know.
For her ending episode, her
that
exit.
Was it crazy. And do you think, as an actress, as Clary, that this actually, and it was, I believe so, was Jocelyn coming back? It wasn't?
Oh, completely.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it definitely was. And I think Clary would have known if it wasn't.
Well, because hasn't there been times before where we've kind of seen, like, dreams or something where they've come back as one other person, and you never know.
I mean, we're always wondering, is someone glamoring as someone else? Like, who is this? Is this someone else trying to, like, manipulate someone? But I felt like it was a really sincere, and I felt like, you know, she was there to be like, hey, I'm here, but also to convey a message.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish that you could have hugged her one last time goodbye.
I do, too. But see, it, again, speaks to kind of the brutality of the shadow world.
Mm-hmm.
They are angels, but they're actually kind of bitchy.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I love about this world is that, you know, we have, they're angels, but are they the good guys?
Yeah.
I really appreciated that storyline. I thought when we first saw the glowing light, I was like, ooh, something, you know, bad. This is something bad. And then when it was her mom, I was like, oh, this is magical. And then when she was like, also, you're messing up and everyone's mad, I was like, this bitch! You bring that out in me.
Me?
Yes.
I feel like it's everybody around me.
But it's only when you hear that I say it.
But I also love that because it is a thing, and, you know, ghosts or mediums, whatever you want to call any of that stuff, people see orbs in different places. Mm-hmm. And especially in photographs.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really cool. And I was like, that's her mom. That's her mom. Oh, my God, it's Jocelyn. I'm dying right now. Yeah. Oh, my God, it's Jocelyn. And it was so emotional for us when she came into the studio a couple of years ago and, you know, found out about her. And she had, it was a whole thing. And so I was so freaking grateful to have her back here at Shadowhunters for our series finale.
Yeah.
And that there's no bad blood, like, everyone loves each other.
Yeah.
And they brought her back to say one final goodbye to us.
It was so lovely to have her back. And it's very funny, because Clary hasn't had a maternal influence since her mom died, because Maris is only just now becoming her mother. Mm-hmm. She's had Luke, she's had Valentine, as Jonas said.
But, she's had plenty of brothers.
And a lot of brothers, a whole slew of brothers, let me tell you. But then, it's without that maternal instinct, she's changed so much in that time. It's a different relationship at this point, even though it is still her mother, and it's clearly the last person she expected to see. So it's sort of, it's that, it's the highest high and the lowest low and such a compact scene, which was really fun for me.
I'm sure. Because, I mean, you were amazing in that scene, by the way. No, seriously. It was like the way your face changed when you saw your mom again. Mm-hmm. It was really heartwarming.
The emotion. Mm-hmm. Your emotions the entire episode. I was just like... What?
Well, I have to say, you can ask these guys. I was an emotional wreck anyway.
Oh, I bet.
Right?
It was real.
I bet.
Well, we, of course, need to talk about the big elephant in the room, who's actually in the corner of the room.
I resent that.
Right there. He's not a big elephant. He's more of like a Black Panther in the corner lurking.
You killed... You're the big elephant in the room.
She's like, excuse me, I died.
No. I'm sorry. Actually, Panther is much more accurate. You are dangerous. Ooh. And sexy.
Hey! Hey! Yes. I'm so sorry. Yes. For those who weren't here earlier, we're Seelies and can't lie. So
we turned into Seelies.
I like that.
In solidarity with James. Yeah.
You didn't see my tweet yesterday?
No, what did you say?
I was like, Luke Bayes is hot.
Really?
Yes. I would have retweeted that.
Now you know.
I'm a good back.
You better find it.
Yeah.
I miss her blonde hair, I'm not gonna lie.
I loved the blonde hair. Yeah.
Did you bleach that for the show? Yeah.
So like when we found out that the show was coming to an end, one of the things, like after I was announced, I got a lot of feedback. Some of it I did not want to hear. But some of it, like one of the biggest pieces that they kind of focused on was the fact that my hair wasn't blonde and it was blonde in the books, and they kind of wanted to do something with that. So when Todd and Darren gave me the call and they told me what was going to happen, that I was going to morph into a demon, I was like, okay, great opportunity for me to go blonde and give the fans what they want for the last 2.5 hours. So I did that, and then my hair fell out, and that was a fun story.
That is a real commitment.
Oh, you can't hear me.
Now we hear you better.
Your glorious voice, dear.
Yeah, but did you need to hear that?
We heard all of it. But now we hear it better.
Now
you
gotta
be like Britney, like real close. Oh, baby.
Oh, what?
We just had a moment. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
I really enjoyed the entire transformation that we had, because I know that, you know...
Glad somebody did.
In the season finale...
Oh, shut up. We all did.
In the season finale... That would have been, we had the moment with the wings, and I got yelled at by all the book readers explaining to me what it meant. So to see the trend that it was, he was officially fallen and dark, and which was what everyone was yelling at me. I didn't read the book.
Well,
so this transformation of seeing, you know, Jonathan black goo it up and like rebirth was really appreciated.
I think so. Look, you're not the only one. I've had people online ask me the same thing. And we did explain it in the show, but so much was going on when I explained it, which is one line, basically, and it's to Alec, where I say, and obviously everyone's so distracted by Matt Daddario, they didn't listen to what I was saying, which was, I've been tethered to my demon sister and now I'm free, or something.
Yeah,
I was holding you back, babe.
There you go. My connection to my sister was holding me back,
right?
And now I'm going to kill everyone. And so that was like a visual representation of that. When I got the wings, it was like, uh-oh, he's embracing his true self. Then when this one and I had a little cup of coffee, or it was actually hot chocolate, reminiscing over my days in Paris with my sister, she says, you're about to become... a demon to end all demons.
Mm-hmm.
And then they really showed it.
Well, let's backtrack a moment to when you do that.
Sorry, you're trying to take control of the situation.
I mean, listen.
It is her show.
There is like seven.
It's hard.
Yeah, there's a lot of us in this room.
But I love you all dearly, so I really could care less.
Now you know how people feel when they have to interview the entire cast.
Oh my gosh.
We turn into a class of kindergartners. It's fun. But there are times where we go up to the show publicist and just go, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, you guys, honestly, whatever. I'm going to talk about it later. I'll give my speech.
Yes, please.
In a little bit.
Let's talk.
Okay, well, first of all, Jonathan goes after Alec and Izzy's dad and Max. There's a new Max. He's older.
No, it's same Max.
Really?
The kid grew up.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Dad grew up right before our eyes.
He's he's like in puberty phase now.
It's the same kid. That's crazy.
Well, no, I saw something on Twitter last night that said hashtag puberty ruin. And I was like, I thought that was just a new actor.
No, it's the same kid.
No.
It threw all of us for a loop.
You gotta close your eyes and listen. It's the same voice. It is the same voice.
No, because he's got that really beautiful raspy quality to his voice.
Yeah.
Which was really funny because when he turned up on set, I was such a fan of the show before, and I was like, hey, Max, how you going? What's going on? I'm sorry about that hit that I gave you. And he was like, it's okay.
He was like, chill out.
Yeah.
If you want a selfie, we can work that out.
Yeah, he was like, $45, fix my agent.
I'll be in my trailer. Yeah.
But it threw all of us for a loop, because even though I didn't work with Jack a ton, but the time I'd saw him before, or seen him before, he was a head shorter, and he had the cutest little voice. So I'm like, hey, that's good. And he goes, hey.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you grew up.
Yep.
I don't know how to, you're a teenager. I don't know how to talk to you anymore. I'm going to go over here. You're way cooler than I am.
As soon as he came on screen, I was like, oh, yeah, there was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have a dad.
Yeah.
Well, mazel tov. You know, I'm Jewish, and we have bar bat mitzvahs, and he probably isn't, but, you know, he should probably have one right now because he's turning into a man. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But first of all, Jonathan literally is slaughtering
everyone.
Every single huge city everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, I do think it might have been downplayed. You know, Malik was getting married at the same time. You might think, let's delay the wedding, you know.
Mm.
All of our peers are being slaughtered
everywhere. I love that Clary was like, I can't enjoy this wedding while my brother's trying to kill everybody. And everyone was like, well, we could all die, so we might as well. Okay.
Compartmentalize. Yeah. I think Shadowhunters are very good at compartmentalizing.
Yeah, the world's tried to end about 7 times, so they're like, meh.
It's always
something to do with Clary's family, so they're like, sure, just handle... Would you please handle your family so we can have a wedding?
Can you imagine how docile the entire Shadow world would have been if you just never would have became one?
The number of times that we've had this conversation on set, the number of times that Matt, Daria, or Dom has looked at me and gone, you just mess everything up.
Yeah.
It's just all Clary's fault. Yeah.
It really is.
She saves... Oh, whatever. We'll get into it.
She followed the hot guy covered in tattoos into a bar, and then the whole world fell apart.
That's usually how life goes.
But it's not. Yeah. It's not her fault. It's her parents' fault.
It is her parents' fault, 100%.
All of this happened to her because of who her parents are.
Truth.
Yeah.
Truth. But it's interesting that she gets a free pass and I do not. But anyway, we'll get back to that later.
Well, okay, so let's talk about the beautiful, devastating, tragic moment that happens in the street of Toronto, which was actually where you were filming at the time.
Shout out to Toronto!
Yeah, we love Toronto. It's such a beautiful city.
It is.
It was so that was like obviously an homage to the fact that our cast and crew are from Toronto.
Oh, okay.
And they wanted to do something. Weirdly enough, though, didn't choose a street that had the Toronto Tower in the background, the CN Tower.
Yeah.
I was like, guys, you finally shoot the show in Toronto. It's not New York for Toronto.
Yeah.
It is Toronto for Toronto. And there is nothing in the background that says Toronto.
Like, and what else is funny is we've shot that street for New York about 17 other times, that same block.
It must be zoned for shooting or something. Yeah. Like, it must just be that block, is it? Why are you miming things to me?
Because I don't want to, like, talk over you.
Why? Talk over
me. It's also probably super more expensive to have the CN Tower in the shot.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh,
it's a landmark.
It just happens to be there. It's like you put the sandwich board on the street and you're fine.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure it has to do with that.
Nah, we need to call someone about that. Because that's ridiculous.
Wasn't there an establishing shot first that showed Toronto like a skyline?
There was an establishing shot.
It did say, it did.
Yeah, there was the Chiron down the bottom that said Toronto.
Yeah.
Like when we shot, I don't know, a little fun fact for you, the Los Angeles Institute is also my apartment, which was a Lilith's apartment, and they just revamped it to make it Malibu. So if you look at it structurally, it is the exact same apartment. They just repainted it.
They just redid the floors and repainted.
Redid the floors, repainted it.
Took away all the cobwebs.
And there's a different green screen.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it's also funny, one of those things where you're like, now it's
so much stuff like that. Little fact, the portal in season one that Melion opens is also in the Mortal Instruments movie. They reused it.
Wow.
I made it into that.
Another little known fact.
Wow.
They're all coming out.
I'm loving this.
Done.
Keep going.
Hunter's Moon, like the walls of Hunter's Moon.
Mm-hmm.
actually were a different set at the beginning of season two. Do you remember, like, for two episodes, Valentine had his boat?
Yeah.
And they had, he had all the cages hanging down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The walls of the ship, they just pushed them together and made Hunter's Moon.
Wow.
What?
I didn't know that. Well, that's cool.
Trash into treasure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we see you die. I mean...
Oh!
It is it is a beautiful actual
don't talk to me.
You guys are still having it out. No, it's an issue. Yeah, it's still an issue for
it is
you
beautiful,
too.
Right?
We've been going to a siblings therapist about it.
I think you should start that conversation with what appropriate love is between siblings.
Let's move on. Interesting.
Please.
I thought we were friends.
We are friends.
No.
Sisters.
No.
Are not.
He's currently a little blocked by the fact that I killed him. I hugged him to death.
Okay, let's talk about this hug.
That was so beautiful.
I agree.
I liked it too.
The perfect, I think, in a show that is all about fighting each other, I think this is such a beautiful way to, like, kill someone with kindness and with love.
Literally.
And it takes the saying to a whole other level.
It really, I think, was the most surprising way to do it for me. I was thinking it was going to be a big fight.
Right.
And she was going to have to, like, stab him and be sad about it. But the idea that she was like, I'm doing this because I love you.
Totally.
Which is honestly not usually the case. No. People don't usually ever kill someone because they love them. But there is really no other option for you.
Well, and this is the thing. It's that Clary's, the one hole in Clary's heart this entire time has been her brother. And the fact that she hasn't been able to give him a chance. She hasn't been able to reconcile that relationship and do whatever she can to right the wrongs that our parents did to him.
Mm.
And in doing that, essentially, I guess what I understood that rune did is take away your demonic essence, right?
Yeah, I took it as you were suffocating me in light, which I couldn't. I took it as, because I'm a Harry Potter nerd, the first film where Harry is so pure and full of love that when he touches Voldemort, Voldemort crumbles.
Yes.
That's what I took it as. There was just too much purity in that.
That's so beautiful, you nerd! I love it.
Are we friends again?
We are friends again.
Okay, good.
Cassandra Clare clearly like Harry Potter.
And that was something though that I played on the day. But I will say this, Folks VFX, who is the company that did our VFX, they also do like the Umbrella Academy and like, huge things.
Like 12
they are. They are so next level. And I saw that scene before the VFX and after it, and it is two very different
transformative
scenes.
So true.
When we were shooting that, we just did a light situation, which I don't care. Like every single film I've been on, from something that was $1,000 to $100 million, everyone loses light, and it's just a thing that happens. And we lost light during that scene, and so it's getting darker and darker and darker. And they're scrambling trying to get coverage of me and Kat, and it was really, really difficult to get that scene. They absolutely transformed that scene and nailed it.
It's true. And the way that they did your face as it crumbles, and the wings, and the changing your hair back to red.
Yeah. So they did that.
Did you know at the time that they
we did know? Yeah, did know.
Also, because I know that
because I literally had to lay on the ground and I had to be like, you know when they do like the plate shot and they're like, don't move for 7 minutes.
Yeah.
I didn't know, and I thought that was really cool.
That was something that they were going to do. That was actually something. So in the first two scenes of the show, I'm actually wearing a wig because my hair already had to be blonde.
He looked like Chucky.
It was he looked like Chucky. Nancy, who did my hair, did a phenomenal job. Like short hair wigs are the hardest to do because there's nowhere to hide anything.
Yeah.
And she's still. Have you seen the photo of me before it was cut? If I'm feeling really good about myself, I may release that photo, but it's absolutely horrendous. You'll never be able to see me the same way again.
Luke, you're beautiful and you're valid and you're deserving of love. Okay, and you should post that photo on the internet.
God, it's so bad. Anyway, but so I was wearing a wig and they were talking about putting that wig back on and I was like, over my dead body, and they were like, actually, yes. And I was like, no, please, I don't want the last shot of me in Shadowhunters to be Chucky. Please, don't make me do it. And that's when Philippe,
our French-Canadian, lovely...
The VFX guy, he's like,
But
hey, not the problem. I can just some red hair.
I can just change it. Though.
Oh, no.
We will just do it in the post.
No problem.
Change it later. It is
fix
gone.
It
you want red hair? Yeah. I'll give you red hair.
It is done. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, but I have to say one other thing about that scene. I don't know if I've ever told you this.
Oh,
what? It was what initially made me start crying. Because, okay, so I came around the van, the big, you know, SWAT van during rehearsal, and I instantly started bawling. But it wasn't, at first, wasn't because I was so sad that it was done. It was because I saw you standing there in your big jacket with all the steaming and all the dead bodies, and just went, I'm so proud of him. He looks so good. He's all demoned out.
Thanks.
Proud of big brother.
It was funny, though, because that Kat and I had talked about that scene, and what it was on the page was very different to what her and I worked through it.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, the idea is when I went through that transformation, all of my humanity left. Mm-hmm. So in terms of emotion, I had to just get rid of everything and play him very stoically. And in that scene, there really wasn't much for me to go from being, I've killed everyone in the world, or not everyone, but a ton of people, to, okay, I'm going to trust you and let you in. And so I said to Kat, can we mention something about the dreams? Because I needed something. I was like, I need something to pull me out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kat was like, yeah, I got that. So she gave me that line.
Because Jonathan didn't know that
right.
at that point. That was mm-hmm. the one piece of information that he didn't know that Clary did know. And that's the one thing that could snap him out.
Yeah.
I really appreciated that being brought in and like really tying it together mm-hmm. because it was that, you know, when he was locked up and then she realizes that she drew it, I was like, well, that's interesting and out of nowhere. So, like, yeah. to tie it back in again, I was like, yes,
yeah.
this is a thing she's been dealing with her whole life. We've heard about it twice now.
Yeah, well, totally. And my favorite line in that is, our family is our biggest source of heartbreak. Because if there's anything that the Morgan Stern kids know, is that family is always bad news.
Yeah. They are.
Well, I really did love, though, that, sorry.
Do you want some water?
I have some.
Tea?
No, you guys are making me cry.
Rosé?
I'm good.
Get that away from my computer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
What I really... what I loved, though, was that... We see Kat at the beginning of this season. Mm-hmm. You. I'm sorry, Clary.
Hi.
Lying to Jonathan, knowing she's lying to him, to deceive him, to get back to her family and people she loves. But this was real. This was different. You meant every single thing that you said to him, yeah. and it was true.
It's the one last attempt. It's the one last chance to reconnect, to reconcile, and to save the world. And Clary knows that if she, you know, on top of all of that, Clary knows that if she has to make this rune, she's going to lose everything.
Yeah.
And that it's, and she knows going into it that, okay, I'm going to try and appeal to him emotionally, but if that doesn't work, I'm going to have to do this, and it's going to be the end.
Can we talk for a second, though? If angels are angels, angels are supposed to like good things, like positivity, helping people. That's what we're trained to know, but yeah. I mean, you saved people.
Yeah.
But it's the butterfly effect, isn't it? In terms of, like, there is what we perceive to be good, and then there's, like, the greater scheme of things, which is that, like, Clary was creating runes that were changing things. She brought people back from the dead, which, like, that's like
big
a
big no-no.
We know that from, like, watching every supernatural film ever.
Also, Aladdin, we know
Aladdin,
that.
Right?
You don't bring people back from the dead.
Exactly. Like, we know we cannot do that one. She didn't. Then we, like, there's, you know, I feel like I hated it. I hated it very, like, when I read the script, I was so angry. I loved that when it came to pass in the last scene that her and Jace kind of found each other again, love conquers all, and it's the best thing in the world, and it's great. But until I saw that, I was very angry because I was like, how dare you? She has been through so much, and now you're doing this to her. But I also do understand it from, like, a balance of mm-hmm. good and evil point of view mm-hmm. that, you know, you kind of have to police this situation.
Yeah. But remember, Simon, today we were talking, and this is something I realized, is that because Clary and Jace are, like, a new species of beings.
Yeah.
They're like the prophesized, unexpected, new like the future. And the angels are so bad behind that they're trying to keep everything the way it was. But the whole story is about the new generation of people and the new generation of things and, like, going forward. and that's why it broke their spell.
Totally. Do you? So is that where we're going with this in terms of? In that last scene, are the angels giving Clary her powers back, or is it just...
We'll get into it.
We'll get there. Right. I have a theory on this.
I also have a theory.
Having after seen everything.
Well, I have a theory too, so like, whatever. I'm maybe not going to tell my theory.
Maybe I have one.
Wait 15 minutes, and guys, you're going to love it. We, of course, have to talk about the Malik wedding.
Yay!
It had so many amazing, beautiful things, and it very much reminded me of the wedding... Was it the first season?
112.
Yes. Where Alec was supposed to marry
Lydia.
Yeah. Oh my gosh,
that was my favorite. Friday. That's my favorite episode of the show.
I read a thing saying that they were going to try to get Lydia back to be a guest at the wedding, but that she was unavailable.
Yeah, they were. They tried to pull so many people back. Yeah. I forget who else they tried to get.
There were so many. Yeah, they were trying to get everyone back.
They pulled a lot of people, and we saw that in the wedding. So Alec and Magnus, they obviously are getting married. They're giving their little notes. I want to get a wedding invitation that way.
Right? A little fire message?
Yes. I'm sorry. Real quick. Everyone has cell phones. If you're not going to send, if you're not going to send official wedding invitations, then an Evite is fine.
Okay, but let's be real. It's Magnus Bane. Yeah. He's not going to settle for a paperless post.
He's extra.
Fine.
Fair enough. And you've been voted down.
Yeah, I see that.
Jace is, of course, his best man, and Madsy, flower girl.
Oh, kill me. That's when I started crying.
Yeah.
Is Madsy doing this?
I think I did start getting a little teary-eyed.
Mara's really, walking him down the aisle.
I really appreciated that she wasn't holding flowers. Like, that's the best part. She's the flower girl who's making flowers appear.
Yeah.
And doing it so beautifully.
Yeah. I want one.
No, but seeing Maris with Magnus was a beautiful moment, because Magnus has had this struggle with his father. Obviously, he couldn't be there. Yeah. So it was nice to see that someone who originally was not for their relationship to be walking him down the aisle and being one of the most emotional people at the wedding, because she'd grown so accepting and loving of her son and his partner, and it was great.
I have the chills again.
It was interesting too, all the parallels that happened, and I think maybe I noticed them more because they sat Claire and Simon together again. So it really was circuitous for us to have, you know, having done that before at the Malik wedding and sitting and seeing all the parallels together.
And Todd, our showrunner, talked about that. He said that one of the most stressful parts of directing that episode was coming up with the seating chart.
I bet.
Because he was like, the symbolism of that means so much of where everyone's sitting and what's going on.
And the fans will screenshot and make meaning of it 110%.
Mm-hmm. As they should.
So the reception is also amazing. Raphael comes back. He is in the seminary, and he loves life being a mundane. I'm just happy we saw him again.
I know.
And that he approves of Sissy, because we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, man.
I think everyone was like, yeah, we approve. I was like, well, duh. Simon has been a good guy from start to finish. Simon's the best.
Mm-hmm. And also, Isabel's had a bad run, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She deserves love and support.
She started off with this idiot.
Oh. Whoa.
Excuse me. I got my microphone back.
First of all, you're silly are great lovemakers, so.
So I heard in the final episode. No, but.
Yeah, that's right. So you know because of.
Yeah,
girl.
Well, could Melian and Jace have been like together just a little bit longer?
That was so good.
Just a little bit.
I agree with that, actually. It was one of the hottest scenes ever, and it was in the pilot episode, and it was like, damn, this show's gonna be sexy. And then they just, you know, didn't give us enough of Meliorn and Izzy, so.
Yeah, I feel like they went real sexy real quick, and then we're like, wait, hold on a second
here. Well, it was are you talking about in the pilot?
Yeah.
But it's funny
because it was actually episode 3, but you're right. Because,
oh, was it
episode 3? Yeah, but because in episode 3 is when all the other characters came in. Like, at first you had 2 episodes to, like, establish all the Shadow Hunters and everybody, and then the Downworlders came episode 3 is when all the Downworlders came. That's when you met Raphael. That's when you met, Caitlin. Camille and then Meliorn. They all sort of came at that point, and that's when you saw, okay, there's more to this world than just the angels.
Well, Malik's wedding gave us a lot of fan service, so we talked about Lorenzo in the first hour of this episode, and I am happy to welcome him to our world and to be a family member. And him and Underhill, last season I said maybe Underhill likes Alec, you know, we don't know. Mm-hmm. But he does like guys, and I think he likes Underhill.
I know.
And I'm happy about it.
Mm-hmm. I like this. I ship it.
I like that they brought Underhill back, because I think that that was something that was thrown in there that fans were like, no, don't come in between Malik. But, like, he deserves love, too, and it's cool to see him have someone that he's interested in, that something could potentially grow there.
I feel about him the way I feel about Lorenzo, so I'm fine with them being together. Oh, and my gosh. They can go be lizards together.
Oh, my gosh.
I do have to say, the Malik, the wedding reception was... It was our last day on set. It was our last day of shooting.
I remember, I think it was, I don't remember whose Twitter or Instagram I watched, but it was behind the scenes, someone shooting the last scene of, like, watching the video village, and then you ran out, and you're like, and you're literally in the shot.
What was she like?
Perfect. But you were crying really hard, and I think you were crying for, like, several reasons, you know?
That shot in particular was the very last shot that was filmed of the show. And all I had to do, there was zero acting in that shot, because all I had to do, I started off, I was holding Dom's hand, it was like a cut of the end of the dancing scene. And I happened to glance behind him, and there was David and Alberto and Emerald, and then there was Jade, and there was Javi and Steve and Matt and Harry and just everybody that has been a part of creating the show, and Nicola and just everybody. And all I had to do was turn and walk away. And it was so representative of what that shot was that I couldn't stop crying. But the funniest part is that I then turned the corner, and this is so indicative, you guys know, of what our show is and what our crew is. Turned the corner, and there's Helga and Chris and all of our 80s and our production managers with trays of flutes of champagne. And it kind of just came full circle in that.
That's sweet.
But that day was hard.
It was so hard to know. All of your runes were disappearing slowly, and I didn't even realize. I just thought she wouldn't be a Shadow Hunter. Like, she wouldn't be allowed in. I forgot about the glamour runes, everything, and that you would not remember anything. And that's why you were saying your goodbyes to Simon. And I'm going to cry.
Yeah, probably. I can feel it. I knew it before it even happened.
I can see it.
Well, the thing is, these are the scenes that, and I give Todd and Darren so much credit. They wrote this episode so beautifully. But these are the scenes that not only touch on the points that make these character relationships so special, but my relationship with Alberto and with Nicola and with Dom, it just all was there on the page. And it was such a balance to get through those scenes without revealing too much as a character while keeping my own personal emotions at bay.
I mean, were we supposed to remember that you were going to know your, like, lose your memories?
I think the audience was supposed to know, but there's a fine line there, because if Jace or Simon figured out what she was actually saying, there's no way they would have let her leave. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely no way.
Why couldn't she tell them?
Because she knows that they're just going to make it worse. Because it's not as though there's some demonic force or some villain that they're combating. This is literally the angel Raziel. This is the being that created Shadowhunters. There is no arguing with that, at least at this point that they know of. And the last thing Clary wants is, having gone through all this to save the world, and have Jace or Simon or anyone else that she loves be punished for it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think it was really beautiful to see, and I totally forgot that she would forget everything. I watched it and went, oh, she's going to be like Maris. Like, she's going to she's not a Shadow Hunter. And be deruned and still be part of the family. And seeing her say goodbye and then him reading the letter, I was like, what? And then she couldn't see anybody and I was losing my mind. Mm-hmm. And it was just so heartbreaking. Your performance was so amazing.
Thank you.
I think the thing is that if she had said something, knowing what we know from this show, Jace would not stop until he fixed it.
Yeah. Well, little known fact for those of you who have not read the books.
Thank you.
There's a whole thing in the books where Clary doesn't know how to profess her love. She doesn't really know how to say those kind of words. And so she never does until the last scene at what is actually Jocelyn and Luke's wedding. In this, we have a different wedding, and it's the same speech that they pulled from the book. It's the one time that Clary actually tells Jace
in the words that she can, how much she loves
the cells?
Him. Yeah, the oh, every single God. Cell in my body loves you. That whole thing is straight from the book. And what he says to her.
Guys. Yeah. I got chills.
Yeah. Well, the thing that she said, it's like, even every single cell that's not in my body, that's like anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Like, I still love you.
Well, and that's the thing with all of us working on this show and with the fandom and everything that the show has created. That's exactly how it feels. It's never ending. The love that we have for the show and for these characters and for each other, it doesn't change and it doesn't go anywhere. And even as things cycle through and things end, those endings only spark new beginnings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. Okay.
Here we go.
All right. So far.
Okay, well, year later, I'm so glad it was just 1 year. You know, at least it wasn't 10. That would have made me real
sad. But you know what's really sad about that?
1 year later of what?
The show, you know how it goes 1 year later and she's in the art gallery?
Nice bangs.
Oh.
Bangs.
Yeah, oh, right? That was a vibe. But the show from Clary, Kat will tell you this, from when it started until it finished was how long?
About 4 months. Maybe six, yeah, tops.
We talked about this.
So then it jumps a year.
Yeah. What? Like, so Malik have been married a year, mm-hmm. Have known or have been together a year and a half.
Yeah.
Could you just clarify? Yeah.
And little known fact about the hair, that's actually what we were planning to do. Nancy, who's the head of our hair department, that's what we were planning for Clary for season 4.
Bangs? Mm-hmm.
Just that whole, like, short
that
bangs.
Whole thing? Look was so yeah. good.
So good.
Because in season 4, do you remember what it was supposed to be?
So for me, season 4, the whole point of Clary's arc was going to be redemption for everything that she'd done as Dark Clary, because Jonathan would still be alive and we'd be dealing with all of that aftermath. And
wait, he was supposed to survive?
Yeah. Everybody here and that you saw at the end of episode 20 was supposed to continue that story.
Clary and Jace's last scene of episode 20 was actually their first scene in the finale when she's like, how do I come back from this? Mm-hmm. That was where it left them.
And our last scene was
the coffee.
So we have coffee and she comes
in Paris
and she says there's a transformation happening and I'm like, okay, cool. End story.
Yeah.
And then she says, what are you going to do now? And I say, I'm going to burn it down. And she goes, the Institute. And I say, no, the world.
Yeah.
And then we kind of look at each other and like, the script says off this unholy alliance, which I loved. Amazing. I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah.
And
didn't Emrod's storyline, it ended when she
burst. When she was burning up.
And she burst into flames.
Kind of like, what?
So much was happening.
Yes.
And Melion and Jace were going to be bonded because Melion said, I'm going to be indebted to you forever. And Melanie was like, all right, cool.
Yeah. And so, you know, in the whole arc of the redemption, she was going to go full tilt, almost Alex season 1. Very by the book, very military, very just throwing out any to kind of earn back the trust of this world that she's worked so hard to become a part of.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, darn.
Which is, one of my favorite things that was cut, though, I'm pretty sure it was cut, was the last scene with you and Jace, which is the first scene of your first scene. Yeah. But doesn't he say something like, can we go on a vacation?
Oh, wait a second. Oh, my God, you're right. That was
one of my favorite lines, though, because I was like, yeah, they've only been on like 3 days. They deserve a vacation.
Exactly. So you're right. They cut this out because it was kind of our ending. He goes, you know, after we deal with your brother, after all of this, let's just go somewhere. And I actually said to him, anywhere but Paris.
Anywhere but Paris.
And we had a little chuckle about
it. Sorry, Jonathan. Sorry.
It's okay.
Bad memories.
It's okay. Bad memories. Well, 1 year later.
That was good
later,
memories for me.
It was. It was the best memories of your life, and that's so sad. Yeah.
You know, just a little hostage situation with your sister. It's great.
No, obviously. But she loved you deep down, you know?
Somewhere.
You ate some croissants.
Croissant. 1 year later, Alec and, like, everyone is doing super well, which
living
I didn't...
Living their best life.
I know, but I kind of was upset about that because they should miss you more. And Jace is the only one that really seemed to miss you the most.
Well, Simon missed her.
Simon also
understood.
But question though, why didn't she remember Simon? She should have remembered Simon.
It's
she should have remembered.
Good question. Okay. Can we just take a second and like for all the book fans out there, just like see the Shadowhunters Academy Simon that we kind of like got a glimpse of at the end. because really he becomes cool. a Shadowhunter like mentor basically.
Well, so what do they call them? They call them the deputy, the demon
deputies,
downworld deputies.
Downworld deputies. Mm-hmm. Okay, so is that essentially what's in the
That's
book?
No, there's a whole other series where Simon literally becomes like a Shadowhunter. And he starts training like the new generation of Shadowhunters.
Fun.
Because he survives, right? Because he doesn't age.
Yeah.
So he stays, and because Jace is training him to become a Shadowhunter, really.
Yeah, and I love that scene. Mm-hmm. I always
Such so a good. Good. One. They killed that fight.
It
they
was. Oof. And we see Sizzy hopefully for life.
Yeah, for sure.
100%.
100%. No, they deserve it, and they're so attractive. Don't you think? Like, just together?
Yeah.
I literally thought when I watched it that they would make beautiful babies.
Yes, that's true.
They like, would have.
They're so... I mean, everyone is. But I'm like... That moment where she turns and she looks at him.
Yeah, that's so cute.
Like, the babies are so ideal.
They're so perfect.
Yeah. Are you guys not aware that your entire cast is ridiculously good looking?
No, we actually, starting with season one, every time they would cast somebody else, I think it started when they cast you, we just looked around and we're like, how do they keep casting these amazing, attractive people? Everybody's so attractive.
When I got to set and they told me, because when I auditioned for the show, I had a shaved head, and I assumed that they were going to keep that because I kind of looked like Valentine. And then I got there, and they had asked me to grow my hair out like as much as possible, and I got there, and they're like, Nancy, our hair person, was like, so we're going to dye your hair. And I was like, brown? She was like, no, red. And I was like... No, what? She was like, yeah. And then she showed me photos, which made it even worse. And I was like, I'm going to be the redheaded stepchild of the most beautiful cast on TV. Absolutely not. Then she dyed it and started blow drying my hair, and I could see how red it was. I legitimately had tears in my eyes because I was like, oh my God, I am so ugly. And I felt like that, you know, the girl every season on American Idol? Top Model, who cries when she gets a makeover. Yep. And I, every time, I've been like, it's just hair, get over it. And I was looking at myself and I was like, you will not be that girl.
You will not be her.
No, you just have the cheekbones that you just had to do something to level the playing field.
Oh, yeah, right.
100%. Sir? Well, we need to talk about the final moment. Dear Lord, okay, of Shadowhunters, which is Jace and Clary, and it is the most romantic, sweetest thing in the whole world. So Clary has just been, whatever, she has powers above the angels. What's above an angel?
Love.
Love.
Oh, yeah, look.
Kat McNamara never makes a bitch.
And I want those paintings. What were those paintings?
So that was an artist that Todd and Darren had actually found, I think a local Toronto artist, if I'm not mistaken. And ultimately, I think the concept behind that was the fact that artist Clary, let's call her, Brooklyn Academy of Art Clary, post Shadow World Clary, kept having these maybe dreams, maybe visions, maybe fragments of what was left of her time in the Shadow World. And because of let's just call it because of her connection to Jace. It was so strong, she couldn't shake it. And that was sort of the muse for her art, were these fragments of colors and magic and powers and things that she didn't understand because she no longer had the sight, she no longer had the comprehension for the Shadow World. So the only way she could express that and work through that was through this sort of abstract art. Whereas in season one, when we first saw her do this indicative of Shadow World art, it was very all these gothic... you know, creatures and angels, and it's sort of shifted and changed because she no longer has that strong of a connection, but it's still there.
It's still there. It's like love conquers all.
Yeah.
Which was something that the writers pulled through. Like, even with mine and Clary's story with the rune, Jace was always the thing to anchor her and bring her back. And even when she went full dark Clary, she was still with Jace, you know, like there was a constant thing, so it was really nice to actually see that
she's like tethered to him.
Yes,
even if she lost the sight.
Yeah,
and it was, I don't want to say a rom-com, but like any kind of romantic movie that you see, Do I Know You, an Amnesia movie, there's a lot of Amnesia movies. You know
that.
And one of those, and they reunite and it is beautiful, and then it ends and then you see like the Shadowhunter rune in the sky. So I'm just gonna ask you, Kat, what does that mean to you? Does that mean that Clary could potentially be going back into the Shadow World, or is that just a nice little sentiment?
I think there are many versions of what could have been. Maybe she never really forgot. Maybe she had to play along. Maybe her memories have flooded back in that moment. Maybe not. Personally, what I think it is there's people in life that we are connected to. There's people in life that we're drawn to. And this whole thing started with the two of them bumping into each other in that alley outside Pandemonium. And that both of them being literally stopped in their tracks by each other. And they're drawn to each other. They always will be. They have this electricity. And that's ultimately what's bringing them back together, whether it's the reason Jace somehow can't stop following her, and she somehow sees him through the fact that she doesn't even have the sight anymore, and feels compelled to follow this stranger out into an alley and go, wait a second, you're familiar, something's coming back, I see it. Jace.
Mm-hmm.
And she almost forgets to introduce herself, because somehow she just... she knows that he knows. Mm. And that's this, and you see, and actually, I didn't even know it when we were shooting, but they cut it in such a way that there are these little smirks and glimmers of recognition on both of our faces right as it's ending. And you don't really know what it means. But to me, I think that there's a connection there, there's a remnant there, and that will grow, and that will only, now that Jace has her back, he's never going to let her go.
Right.
Once he gets that little glimmer, he's never going to let her go.
Oh, yeah, that's all he needed.
That's all he needs.
That's all he needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's how it ends.
And quick sidebar, the shot going up started with a drone shot.
Mm-hmm.
That alley was very dirty. Dom and I both had pretty much gravel in our hair for days. I was sending Dom pictures for the next 2 days of things I was finding in my scalp. Through the wig. Onto my head.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Well, oh my gosh. We love you all, and especially you, Kat. You have been with us from season one, and she was, you know, my first red carpet interview, personally.
What?
And with, yeah, you were my first red carpet for Happyland. You took me with you, y'all.
Oh, that's right.
To Santa Monica Pier, and it was for Happyland, and so we've talked about this before, but it is a big happy circle, and we know that, like, Kat will be back for many other things, and so will Luke, and so will Kimberly, and so will Jade, and it's just amazing, and Dom, and Alberto, and oh my god, everybody, I can't even begin to describe, so thank you guys so much for watching our after show.
Are you gonna cry? If you cry, I'm gonna, Kat's crying,
I'm just feeling the feels, you feel alone.
It has, this yeah. show, I knew from the second I saw the pilot that it was going to be a humongous deal, and it really helped me as a host in this industry, because you guys were all so kind to come in and be with us and talk to me and Dakota and Becca Brown, who we also very much love and want to give a shout out to. So thank you so much, and all of you guys, continue to follow everybody, because I still have hope, like a weirdo. Not a weirdo, but it's like the rest of the world that doesn't want to let the show go. So hashtag shave Padawanters. Never will let it go. But thank you, Kat. Anything else you want to say to us after Buzz Shadowhunters?
I just want to say thank you. I mean, you guys have known me since Happyland. And truly, this show I grew up on. You know, I started the show as a teenager, and now I'm... these guys have kind of watched me grow up, and they've been a big part of shaping who I am, and you guys too. But it, ultimately, it's, if there's anything I've learned about transitions in life, it's all about the people that you're surrounded by and the environment that you're in and the energies that are around you that influence you and shape you into who you are. And I honestly couldn't have asked for a better cast and crew, for a better story, a better character, a better... you know, media experience, aww, a better fandom. It really has made me the person I am today. And it's always going to be a part of who I am.
Amazing.
It's incredible. Guys, I don't know how I'm going to follow that. But no, like I said before, Shadowhunters was the very first after show I ever been on. It was the first show I ever hosted. And just getting to jump into the hosting world and like immediately start interviewing you guys was such an experience and such... a starting point of my hosting career. And so I love every one of you guys for coming in so many times and for just really being so welcoming and loving to us, because you guys seemed like you were just as excited to talk to us as we were to talk to you.
Yeah.
And it just like meant the world. So thank you guys again from the bottom of our hearts. We love you and we cannot thank you guys enough.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys. Can you make sure, in case somebody for whatever reason doesn't know how to find you on socials, where you all are?
Yeah. It's my name, Luke Baines. Luke Great. Baines at everything.
Kay Sue Murray.
Jade Hassoun-ne, but no accent. at Jade Hassoun-ne.
And Kat, everyone knows where to find
you. Kat underscore McNamara on Twitter. Oh my goodness, I don't even know at this point. Kat underscore McNamara on Twitter, Kat.McNamara on Instagram.
Yeah, what happened to at Kit Kat's Meow?
Yeah, what happened, Kat?
Yeah, we gotta know her real name now.
It is your fault. Well, not your fault, but you encouraged me.
I was like, I'm sorry, this has gotta go. What are you, 12?
Unacceptable.
That's what Big Brothers are for, right? Yeah. No, when I was 16, my Twitter name was taken. I didn't know what to do. I was under pressure, and I just made something that
was cute. It's great for the time, but I was also like, you're a woman now.
Yeah.
We needed many
That's
name befitting
so funny,
of that.
Kat, because a friend of mine was like, oh, you're on Shadowhunter. Do you know Kit Kat? I was like, huh? Like, I didn't.
She's like some cool DJ.
Well, yeah.
DJ Kit Kat Meow.
Thank you all so much.
If I ever become a DJ.
Thank you guys so much for joining us in the chat. All the fans, we freaking love you guys so much. You can find me, Sam Davidson, SamD43, Twitter, Instagram, Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
Kat brought us cupcakes. We love you.
Yes. Yelty Go. We're going to eat them in the back.
Yep.
Thank you all so much.
Bye.
We love you.
Bye.
Thank you.
All the cameras.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.